Yes, I had Prophetess Bethany Jordan, Prophetess Angel Miola, Prophetess Antoinette Harris, Prophetess Tamalyn Hodge, Prophetess Wanda Campbell, Prophetess Linda Green, and Prophetess Gates on the line, and myself.
Okay, so Prophetess Gates, can Linda Green can say something so Prophetess Gates will know that she's next, because she doesn't know, are familiar with all the prophets.
Okay, Prophetess Linda Green.
God bless you, Prophetess Jacqueline Gates.
Okay, so after she finishes, Prophetess Gates, then you're going to take it from there. Take it from her, okay? Okay, so Prophetess, then you can open up the line so we can just open up the windows of heaven with all the sounds and the vibration of the prophet began to pray in the spirit. Adalabu Shata.
Father, we thank you even now. We thank you for all hearts that are here. Every heart, every soul, every life that is here, every family that is touched, every family that's going to be impacted by these prayers as we lift you up even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for every life. We thank you for love and peace. Father God, Father God, let your will be done in our lives, not our will, but your will, Father God. Father God, we lift you up even now, Father God. You're worthy to be praised, Father. And Father, we thank you for every family that's impacted here, even now on this call, Father God. We thank you for all of the siblings, the sisters, the brothers, the mothers, the grandmothers, the children, even now, Father God. We thank you for the next generation that's to come behind this, Father God. Father God, allow this to just become an urgency in the people of God, even now, Father God. Father, as it touches each and every family, every life, even now, Father God, allow your will to be done in each and every one of our lives, Father God. Father God, order our steps in your word, Father God. Allow your love and kindness, the agape love, to ooze out of us, Father God. Allow your light to shine through us even now, Father God. Father, as we lift you up, Father, just continue to press as we press towards your way, Father God. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We give you the glory and the honor. Amen and amen.
Yes, Jesus. And, Father, we bless your name right now, God. Father, we thank you right now, Father, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, Father. God, we plead your blood right now, Father. Your word says, God, that if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, saith Father God, then will we hear from heaven, and then will you heal our land. God, I thank you for healing our land, healing our bodies, and healing our minds. Every person connected with this call, prophetic warriors, tearing down the realms of darkness, God, for some mother standing for her child, standing for her son, standing for her daughter, standing for her loved one, God. We thank you right now, God, that the gates of hell shall not prevail, but that you have lifted up a
standard, God. Your word says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you'll lift up a standard. Your word says that if we resist the enemy, that he shall flee. And we thank you right now, God, for getting the glory. We thank you right now for the working of miracles. We thank you right now for the opening of doors. We thank you right now for the pulling down of strongholds and spiritual wickedness in high places. Thank you for opening our eyes, God, to see, our ears to hear, our feet to war, our hands to war, God. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for every person, every household represented on this line right now, for those that may be unemployed, that are looking, God, for opportunity, Father. Bless abundantly, O God. Bless miraculously, O God. Open the door miraculously, O God. Father, I thank you for supernatural favor right now, Father, for those that may be standing in the need, God. We are standing in the gap right now, not playing, but warring and fighting on their behalf, God. We thank you for using us as a conduit, oh God. Father, let thy will be done, and we will give you the praise, the honor, and absolutely all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we thank you for the power of your word and how your word causes the light to shine. We thank you, Father God, that as we begin to move forward, that our way is lit. We thank you, Father God, that as you begin to go forth, Father God, through us, that you will remember those that are behind prison walls. We thank you, Father God, that your word shall begin to call them forth. We thank you that the word of the Lord shall begin to wash the souls and the spirits of those that are locked behind bars. We thank you, Father, that you will show favor on behalf of those who have someone praying for them. Father, we ask that you move them from the back to the front. We thank you, Father God, that you will begin to transform the lives. We thank you, Father, you'll change their history. We thank you, Father God, that you will wipe it away as you promised. That you would move it far, far, far away, Father God. You said that you would handle our situations because we would be able to come to you, Father. We would be able to walk through that door. We'll be able to approach you, Father God. We'll be able to lift up our heads above all, Father God, and look to the hills from which cometh our help. Father God, we are not one who has no hope. Father God, our heart is in you. In you we're living, moving, and having our being. And we trust in you. Your banner over us is love. And we are the sheep of your pasture. In the middle of your hand, and no man shall pluck us. Thank you, Father, for hearing the prayer. And thank you, Father God, for causing it to be. You said that you would hasten your word to perform it. Father, there is none like you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. For we not only admire you, but, Father God, we see how amazing you are. Move by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. Amen.
Thank you. Come on, prophet.
Go on, Prophet Rhonda.
Oh,
we thank you, God.
Father, in Jesus' name, I just thank and I praise you. Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for your grace. Lord, I thank you for your mercy, Lord. I thank you, your kingdom come, your will be done. Lord, I just declare and decree that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and that every tongue that rises up against us in judgment is condemned. Lord, I just thank you for your grace. Lord, Father, I just thank you that you have not given us fear, but power, love, and sound mind. I thank you for your anointing, Lord. I thank you for your healing. Lord, I just thank you, Father God, that you cover us with your wing of protection, Lord. I thank you for your provision. Lord, I just thank you, Father God. Lord, I just praise you. Lord, I praise you. I praise you for open heaven, that your kingdom come and your will be done, Lord. I thank you for touching your people, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Lord, I just thank you for salvation. I thank you for healing, Lord. I thank you for restoration. Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for blessing the family. I thank you for blessing the children. Lord, I thank you for blessing your people. Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for your kingdom come. I thank you, Father God, that the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Lord, I praise you, Father. I praise you, Father God. I praise you for your anointing. I thank you, God, what you're going to do. Lord, I thank you, God, for your kingdom come, your will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. Lord, I thank you for your angels, ministering angels. I thank you for your angels of protection, your angel provision. Lord, I just thank you as we look to the hill from which our help come from. Our help come from you, Lord. I just praise you for your word, Father. I thank you, Father God, that as we delight ourselves in you, you will give us the desires of our heart. Lord, I thank you for salvation, Lord. I thank you for healing, and I thank you for restoration. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word, and we thank you, Lord, for your power. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that every household that is represented here on this day and on this particular hour, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that your will be done, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, because, Father, you said in your word, Lord, that the prayers of a righteous man availeth much.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Father, we thank you, Lord, that our prayers will be availed. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are answering every one of our prayers, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that your will be done in the name of Jesus. Father, we say, have your way. Father, we say, let thy will be done. Father, move like you have never moved before in the lives and in the hearts of your people. God, have your way. Let thy will be done. Lord, move, Father. Father, satisfy our very soul with your word, Father. Father, anoint us afresh in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Let thy will be done in Jesus' name. God, move like you have never moved before, Father. And Father, we'll be so careful and so humble to give you the praise and to give you the glory. Move, Father. Move, Father. Move, Father. And have your way in this place and in this hour. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Alabashata. Prophetess Gates. Alabashata.
Oh, God, thank you. We thank you, God. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for unity of prayer. Thank you, God, for the intercessors. Thank you for the midwives, oh, God. We thank you for the warring and the lamenting women, God. We thank you right now, God, for our family. We thank you for authority. We thank you now, Jesus, for yielding to your plan and your will, oh, God, as we intercede for our sons and our daughters, our husbands and our wives, God. We ask you in the name of Jesus, God, that every matter, every force, every principality and every power that comes to break the fiber of the family, oh, God, we stand against it now, Jesus. And, God, we ask you now for the grace to be steadfast and unmovable. We thank you right now, God, that you're able to deliver. We're standing on your word, God. You're able to bring them out. You're able to set free. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for conversion. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for healing. We thank you for strength. We thank you for might, oh God. We ask you in the name of Jesus, oh God, to rise up and bring forth our sons and our daughters. Bring them out, God. Bring them out of every bondage. Bring them out of every stronghold. Bring out all of the hindrances, all the generational curses, God. Let it die by fire in the name of Jesus. And God, bring forth a living spring, God. Bring forth a well, God. Bring forth water. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for restoration of the family. Restore the family, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you now, God. Don't let our sons and our daughters be a castaway, but we call them back to the kingdom. We call them back to the family unit. We call them back to love, God. Let love draw them in. Let love draw them in, God, and equip us to receive them, God. Equip us with all of their experiences and with all of their problems and all of their issues, God. Give us a heart of compassion. Give us a mind and a will, God. Oh, God, to be your change agents, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. We don't want to stand in the judgment seat, God, but let us have a spirit of love. God, clothe us with humility and let bathe us in your love and wash us, Lord God, that we can serve our families, oh, God, righteously. Wash us in your blood, God, that we can have the balm of Gilead in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the midwives of Deborah. We thank you for the servants of Prophetess Deborah. We thank you right now, God, for the mourning women right now. We thank you, Jesus. We stand, oh God, unified. We stand believing your word that nothing shall return void, but it shall accomplish that you sent it to do. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're going to manifest.
We believe that on the third day, God, this is the resurrection hour. This is the hour where we shake the gates of the enemy and we storm the gates of heaven. This is the hour, God, where we believe you for resurrection, resurrection power. Deliver, 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 deliver. We decree and declare that their mind shall be free, their heart shall be free, their body shall be free. God, arrest every appetite that's not like you in the name of Jesus. Turn their affection, turn their mind, turn their hearts back to you in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise right now. We stand, God, in the liberty where you have set us free. And we just bless you, Lord, because we believe there shall be a manifestation. We believe, God, that the promises of God are yea and amen. We believe, God, that we will have a testimony this year. We will have a testimony this month. It will be undeniable. It will be a miracle, God, that only you can do. So, God, we give you praise in advance that you are working it out right now. You're working it out, stuff that we can't speak about, things, oh God, that we've questioned you on. We thank you that you're working it out in the name of Jesus, and we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We don't wait till the battle is over, but we give you a praise right now. We shout right now. We glorify you right now. We honor you right now. We submit to your hand right now. God, we accept what you allow, but we storm the gates, Lord, for you to interrupt any diabolical plan that has come against every family on this line. God, we give you glory right now that your angels have been released. Dispatch them, Lord. Cover this line. Cover the prayer warriors. Cover Prophetess Deborah. Cover them in the name of Jesus. And we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for every caller and every listener that is on this line. We thank you, God. God, hear their prayers. Hear their hearts, Father God. Father God, we know that everything is working out in divine favor and in divine time. And Father God, we even lift up every entrepreneur and every business owner. Father God, we lift up our schools. Father God, we lift up our hospitals. Father God, we ask that any sickness that tries to come, that we cancel it right now, Father God. Right now, we cancel anything that is not of you, God. And Father God, you get all the praise, you get the glory, you get the honor, for you are the only God in our life. And Father God, we know that everything works in divine time, and we are on your time. And Father God, you said in your words, you be lifted up, you draw all men, and we honor and we look for those things that is supposed to be ours and that is coming into our lives. And Father God, we ask that you keep our husbands and keep our sons safe and our brothers safe, Father God, to we lift up the men and the men that is in our lives that have impact, God. We ask that you have a special covering over their life. Father God, we lift up our daughters. We lift them up that you protect them, God. And anyone that looks that not of you, God, we ask that you remove them from them. And Father God, we ask that you see that all hearts and minds is fed and that they're getting what they've been asking for, God. We ask that you restore and you bring the joy and the life that is deserved to them. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for every heart and soul that's here, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that your will be done. And Father, we pray, Lord, for those that are looking for husbands and looking for mates, Father. Father, we pray, Lord, that you will allow them to find godly men and women, men and women after your heart, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that your people, Lord, not only they find godly mates, Father, but Father, we pray for marriage. Father. Father, make them strong, Father. Father, let them be ordained by you, Lord. Let them be blessed and anointed, Father. Fire the anointing up in their lives, Lord, and in the marriages, Father, even in the bedroom, Father. Father, move in that bedroom. Move in their lives so that there will be a true representation of who you are and what you meant for us to walk into and to possess. Father, we thank you, Lord, for our children, Lord, that our children are blessed, Father, that our children are standing in righteousness, that they are sanctified by you. Father, we thank you, Lord, that they will walk in their purpose and they will know exactly what they're supposed to do and who they are in you, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch our leader's heart, Father. Father, renew their strength, Father. Father, fire them up. Let the fire, God, of Oshata consume every aspect of their very being. Father, we pray, Lord, that you will go through our churches, Lord, as never before, Lord. And that we can send revival. Send revival. And Father, not let this revival just stay in the church, but Father, let it move from church to church, from heart to heart, from house to house, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said by this men shall know that we are your disciples. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we will begin to love each other the way we are supposed to love each other. Lord, we just said it a little. Father, yes, Father, we say have your way, Lord. Father, we say move as you have never moved before in the lives and the heart of your people. Father, bring satisfactory to the very being, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, they will awaken themselves unto righteousness. As the prophet of old began to prophesy, awake, awake, awake thou that sleepest. And Father, we call for that awakening anointing to come upon your people, Lord. And with that awakening anointing, Father, Father, we thank you, Lord, that it will stir them afresh and stir them anew, and they'll be changed and they'll be turned. Father, let us rise up in new strength. Let us rise up, Father. And Father, we pray for peace. We pray for love. Father, we pray, Lord, that we will be mighty witnesses for you, Lord. Father, you said in your word that we are to provoke the Jew to jealousy. And Father, we said in your word, Lord, and Father, we want to give you the glory as we stand in your name and represent you, Lord, and begin to profess and to proclaim exactly who you are, Lord Jesus. Father, have your way. Let thy will be done. Let thy will be done, Lord. Not our yes. will, Lord. But let thy will be done in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And it is so.
In the name of Jesus.
Bless every household. Sanctify every household. Keep every household. Oh, anoint every household. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. In Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor Deborah, I'm here. Pastor Prophet Masquerine.
Go ahead. Go.
Hallelujah.
Come on, woman of God. Let us hear.
Father God, I thank you right now, for hallelujah, for your people. And I thank you, Father God, for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and all the company of prophetess that is on this line. And Father God, I pray for the homes, Lord. I pray for our sons and our daughters. I pray for our spiritual leaders, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you're blessing us. You're taking us to the next level. And we thank you, Father God, for the breakthrough anointing. We thank you for the divine protection, God. We thank you for that dunamis power, that yoke breaking power that is, hallelujah, being spread in our homes, God, on our jobs and our businesses and our finances, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you're making us the head and not the tail. You're putting us on top and not beneath. Father God, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And Father God, Lord Jesus, I ask you to be our peacemaker right now in the name of Jesus. Tear down every wall of partition in our life. Hallelujah. In every aspect of our life. Tear down, Lord Jesus, and be our peacemaker, Lord Jesus. Lord, let your agape love flow from heart to heart, from home to home, from city to city, from state to state, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree miracles, supernatural miracles, supernatural increase, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that you're making us the head and not the tail. You're putting us on top and not beneath. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And no weapon, I say no weapon, that is formed against us and our family shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. And I thank you, Father God, that even in this hour, Father God, that you will begin to dispatch your angels, hallelujah, and begin to surround our school system, surround our children, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now, the spirit of unity, hallelujah, you're tearing down denominational wars right now in the name of Jesus, and you're bringing about unity, God. Hallelujah, in our midst, God. Let this mind be within us that was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, let this mind be within us that was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father God. Let God arise and let every enemy be scattered in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God, you're the present help in the time of trouble right now. And Father God, let your presence engulf our lives. Let engulf our homes, God. Hallelujah, even those that are driving, God, engulf where they're driving at, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Father God, we thank you right now that you're gracing us to move to the next level, and you're gracing us to put on, hallelujah, the garment of praise, and you're gracing us, Father God, to even have the spirit of humility in this hour. In the name of Jesus, bring divine order, God. Let us walk in spiritual protocol. Let us submit to the one that has rule over us, God, with love and hallelujah, and with humility, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask you right now to bless every prophetess on this phone, God. God, let the hallelujah favor that you placed upon Joseph rest upon them and their families, God. In the name of Jesus, I call for divine uncommon favor. In the name of Jesus, for divine uncommon results. In the name of Jesus. Father, we plead your blood. I plead your blood over every situation right now. I cover us in your blood, Lord. Cover us in your blood, Lord. We plead the blood of you. We plead over our children right now. We plead over our siblings, God. We plead over our family, God. Every hallelujah, even our friends, far and near, God. We plead your blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Everyone on the sound of our voices right now, we plead your blood in Jesus' holy name. And Father God, we give you praise and we give you honor, knowing that every hallelujah, hallelujah, all the honor and the glory goes to you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Father, send the rains of the Spirit. Let it rain, let it rain. Let it rain. Oh, Lord, Father, we say let the rains of your Spirit begin to fall afresh, begin to fall anew on every soul that is represented on this call, Father. And Father, we pray, Lord, that your people, you will give them sweet sleep, Lord, that it will be a sleep that will be restful. It was a sleep where you will minister unto their very being, where you will minister your life unto their spirit. Father, we thank you for the reins of the Spirit. I just keep hearing the reins of the Spirit. Let it rain, let it rain, because God, it's going to rain even from the dry places, the thirsty places. That's what I'm hearing God say. It's going to rain, rain, saints, rain on rain on those that have lost their way. It's getting ready to rain on those that have went astray. It's getting ready to rain upon them, and they shall be returning. I see a great returning back to God's house. But I heard God, he's going to clean house. Glory, 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 glory. Lord, make us ready. Make us ready. Make us ready. Position us, Father, so that we will be ready for you. In this hour and in this season, in the name of Jesus, Father, position us. Position us. I keep hearing God. He's getting ready to position us. And this is what we're going to be hearing new and strange. And people are going to be waking up all times of hour, begins of falling upon their face and crying out to the Lord and to the God of their salvation and ask them to make us ready for what God is about to do. I don't want to miss the event where God is getting ready to show up. And God is making us ready. But something great and mighty. Because I keep hearing by the Spirit, thanks, prophets, that it's getting ready to rain. It's going to rain of pressure on you. And you're going to rise up. You're going to realize you're going to be able to do more than what you thought you were able to do. Why? Because the rain of the Spirit, the rain and the refreshing of your God is going to embrace you, and it's going to saturate you, because God is getting ready to move by his Spirit. Hallelujah. And glory to God. Glory out of the Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. Well, Prophetess Naomi, listen, I am so blessed. I can keep going on. I just keep feeling this rain. I just feel
that it's so
blessed.
Hallelujah.
That God is going to, he's going to bring visitation even to those that are sick and to those that are shedding. Father, we thank you for your healing power. Father, we decree and declare healing.
Healing.
Let the sick say I am healed. Let the weak say I am strong.
I'm
a group of women that's going to be fearless, that's going to be powerful in their God. I'll raise up a group of women that's not going to lean upon their own strength, not going to lean upon their own understanding, but they're going to lean upon the God of their salvation, because they're going to know in whom they believe. They are convinced because they have believed the report of the Lord. Glory be to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, there is a refreshing. I heard God say there is a refreshing. And the refreshing rain is going to fall afresh on us. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we give God praise. We give God thanks. But this is the will of God concerning you.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. All right, Prophetess Naomi, listen, I am fired up. I just feel God as to what He's about to do. Nothing happens by chance, but it's already ordained and planned by God our Father. And God has planned this here. I keep feeling, Prophetess Gates, that this call, I see a 1,000 people.
Hallelujah.
Meet God in the midnight cry, because they got a cry that needs to be heard from the heaven. They can't make this cry anytime. It has to be a specific time, and it's a minute where they're going to make this cry. Because heaven is going to be open, and heaven is going to hear them, and heaven is going to move on their behalf. Hallelujah. Now, listen, I'm trying to bring this thing in the name of Jesus. Oh, but God is getting ready to move. He's going to make his will known and his plan made. And now God is going to strengthen those that need strength. Because you're going to rise up with wings of an eagle. And you're not going to get weary, nor will you become tired, because you're moving in the spirit. And in the spirit there's no tiredness nor time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Glory,
bless the name of the Lord. Well, thanks. Listen, we're going to see you on tomorrow night. Please don't forget to invite someone, invite a male, female, pastor, teacher, saint, clergy, whomever. Invite, just tell them for 30 minutes. Can you not pray with me for 30 minutes? They're total worship. Let us pray. Let us stand in the gap as one day in and another day opens up. Can we not stand in the gap?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For our family, for our churches, for our family, in the name of Jesus. Okay, Naomi, listen, I got to shut up, because I
feel
something in here. God is going to move. Even in the children in the school, I see protection, protection. The enemy will not take out any more of our children in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. And we
rebuke
our hands and the desire and the intention of the enemy. In Jesus' name, he will have no place. Our children are going to have a good, satisfied school year. And they're going to act right, because the anointing is going to make them act right. Because the spirit of grace is going to be upon them to do what is necessary in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Okay, ma'am, listen, we got to bring this thing to a close. Like, I feel God all in this place. Hallelujah. I feel something great and powerful. It's almost like when the prophet began to tell me, and said, but I see in the heavens the fist of a man, because it's still ready to rain, and I feel something heavy upon the strength that God's ready to brush forth and bring forth our way. It's almost like when Peter and his men, they was out fishing all night long. They didn't catch anything, and they became weary and dissatisfied. But when Jesus, the Savior of the world, began to come, they cast your net on the other side. And they began to cast that net, and as they cast that net, they reaped a hand, for they reap the harvest. It was an overflow anointing. And that's the anointing that I'm feeling and sensing on this call tonight. If we can just stand and continue and not give up and not get tired, there's going to be a harvest, an overflow harvest. Not only am I going to get blessed, you're going to get blessed. And everyone that is connected with us is going to get blessed, because it's going to be more than enough. The overflow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Okay, ma'am. Ma'am, you got to say something. You got to interrupt me, because listen, I can go on and on, because I feel something. I feel
good. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it, Pastor.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. All right, Prophetess Naomi, I'm turning it over to you, because you let me, we'll go on for another hour.
I got it, Pastor. And thank you so much. And thank you, Prophetess, that came on the line and to prophesy and pray. Just praying. Prophet Bethany Jordan, Prophet Angel Neola, Prophet Antoinette Harris, Prophet Linda Green, Prophet Jacqueline Gates, Prophet Matthew Cohen. Thank you so much. And a special thank you to our leading lady, Prophet Pastor Deborah Jordan.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you. And we'll be back on this line at 12 midnight.
11:55, because those that would like to come on participate in the prayer, they're more than open to make sure that their line is open so that we can hear them pray and hear them lifting up the name of the Lord.
Yes, so we will be back here, either myself or Prophet Bethany, we will be back here at 11:55 p.m. to open up the line to get the lineup. Also, I want to invite everyone to the 12 noon call with the Company of Prophets. Those that are interested, they have great content, great interviews happening right on this line, and that is tomorrow at 12 noon. And then, of course, our Master Prophet, our Archbishop, will be back on the line doing his special teaching on tomorrow. So we don't have a set time for that, but what we got to do is listen for the message or check your email. I want to say thank you to all. And Pastor Deborah, I am clear and complete. I think I get it.
And we want to give Prophet Gates a special thank. Thank her, and we want to, if she can join us, we would love to have whenever she can come on. We just thank God for her.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Thank you. The fire of God is on you, Prophetess. I feel the rain falling. Fire
yes,
of God, you heavy.
And it is
oh,
so.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, thank you all. God bless you. I just love you all to life, and I so appreciate you. God bless you. Peace.
Bless
you. Good night.
Good night.
God bless. Good night.